The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Here it is, the final 2 weeks. Are you ready?
It's the final countdown.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Normal life will finally resume, and next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country.
He's been basically in the basement, and it served him well. And I think they made the decision, we'd rather keep the spotlight on President Trump.
I see the president winning with a minimum of high 270s based on just how big this undercurrent is.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I think all our heads are spinning right now. We've got 13 days to go. I've got a real wide range of emotions today. I'm fired up. I was disgusted this morning, waking up and making the mistake of flipping on the Today Show, listening to Savannah Guthrie pretend that Joe Biden is out campaigning. Literally said this on the Today Show this morning. 2 minutes, I was out. I turned it on. I had to turn it off in disgust.
But first, happening today, the presidential race entering its final 13 days, and both campaigns are barnstorming the swing states.
Oh, are they really? Last time Joe Biden was cited was about 4 or 5 days ago buying an ice cream cone somewhere. And the reporters asking him the hard-hitting question, what flavor did you get? Those are the kind of hard-hitting questions they ask Joe Biden. This debate tomorrow night, my goodness, I'll be on a lot of radio stations around the country in the 8 o'clock hour before the debate with Hugh Hewitt, who's going to anchor our coverage pre- and post-debate. Kristen Welker is going to be the moderator. And frankly, whatever you think of her, I don't really envy her because she's going to have her hands full muting the microphones. A bunch of goofballs. Yeah, mute the mics. Why don't you have put on those shock collars and just zap them. Zap Trump every time he talks. Hit him with he'll be able to stand it. He can take it. Zap him. That's all right. Why don't you take a cattle prod, have Kristen Welker reach out and just poke him with the cattle prod every time he gets out of line and brings up Hunter Biden's laptop. What about the emails? Why are you hiding in the basement all week, Joe? I mean, what a ride we're on together, huh? Veteran Seattle Police Department officers are quitting the department left and right. KOMO-TV reporting that a number of Seattle police officers citing a socialist city council and months of riots, relentless riots, they're out. A retiring patrol sergeant who spent more than 20 years in the SPD, the Seattle Police Department, said, I refuse to work for this socialist city council and their political agenda that sacrifices the health and well-being of police officers and will destroy the fabric of this once fine city. That's what's happening. Cities are being destroyed. States are being destroyed. All over the country, we all know it. We all know what's happening. I just saw a Miami Dade police officer, he's going to lose his job because he wore a Trump face mask at a polling place. You'd have thought this guy was an axe murderer. Here's a fully uniformed police officer, had the audacity to wear a Trump 2020 mask at a polling place. Probably not the smartest choice, but I'll bet he wouldn't be getting fired if he had a Black Lives Matter mask on. What do you think are the odds he'd have been in trouble if he wore a Biden mask or a BLM mask, but he's got a Trump mask on, he's out. They're going to suspend him. They're going to fire. And meanwhile, the upstate of South Carolina, with a heavy heart, the news that Greenville County Sheriff's Sergeant Conley Jumper was killed yesterday on I-85. He was apparently fighting with a suspect pulled somebody over on the side of the highway on I-85. He was fighting, the suspect fighting back. He wound up in the path of a car, and he was struck and killed. Two other deputies were injured. Two suspects are in the hospital. And Sergeant Conley Jumper, who is survived by his wife, Sarah, and his daughter, Kat, lost his life in Greenville County, South Carolina, a place that is like home to me. I'll tell you something that happened yesterday, last night. You know, we have a foundation, Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund, and I've never been prouder of people who support it because we want to support law enforcement through this difficult year. Just this week, I'm in New York City, across the street from the radio station here in lower Manhattan, was a report that an NYPD patrol car had its windows smashed out. Who do you think smashing out car windows of police officers' vehicles, huh, in 2020? Protests already going on all throughout the city. Police are racist. Police are pigs. Police are, you know. Now you got the grand jurors who've been ordered by a judge. They're fine to speak out about the Breonna Taylor case in Louisville. It's a tough case. It's an awful story. The grand jurors are saying, well, the prosecutor didn't even give us the option of homicide in the death of Breonna Taylor. No, because he doesn't want a charge that he can't get a conviction for in a courtroom. That's his job. That's the attorney general's job. You can't present murder charges. Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, by all accounts, fired at the officers and shot one of the officers. And they fired back, and this poor woman was killed. And now the grand jury, they're over at CNN, they're making hay with this. Oh, grand jury found out. Grand juror said they weren't even given the option of homicide. Meanwhile, one of the police officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting is speaking out. The guy who was shot by her boyfriend, Jonathan Mattingly, gave his first interview, and he said, listen, we're not George Floyd. This is not Ahmaud Arbery. He talked to the Louisville Courier Journal. He said this had nothing to do with race. There's a lot of false narratives about the Breonna Taylor case, but yet people are taking to the streets and breaking police car, you know, smashing windows and burning buildings down over a false narrative. It's like hands up, don't shoot. That didn't happen either. But people run with a false narrative. This officer said, this is not us going hunting somebody down. This is not us kneeling on a neck. It's nothing like that. But, you know, don't let truth get in the way of a good riot, right? Don't let that happen. Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show. We are facing a huge, huge decision in 13 days. Are we going to get it right? We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios on this Wednesday, October 21st. There is so much craziness. Let me just tell you this story quickly about Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. I lost my train of thought. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened yesterday. So I get this news that this Greenville County Sheriff's Sergeant is killed in the line of duty while fighting. What are you fighting with a sheriff's deputy for crying out loud? What are you fighting with a cop for? Why do you want what? So now this guy gets killed for what? Because you're fighting back? You think it's ever going to go well for you if you're going to fight a man or a woman with a gun and a badge? How about we teach our kids to be respectful and do what a police officer or a sheriff's deputy tells you to do? You don't like the arrest, or you don't like being confronted. There's ways to do it other than physically putting your life and that sheriff's deputy's life in danger. Unbelievable. I'm so heartsick over what's happening in this country. And so, listen, we got one president who is strongly on the side of the police, law and order, the rule of law, and we got a candidate who doesn't seem to say a whole lot about lifting up police, condemning the violence, condemning the rioting. So this is what happened yesterday. I get this call from our foundation director. Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund, was started a number of years ago. We've assisted hundreds of families who've lost a police officer, loved one, in the line of duty. Sadly, we lost our big angel donor a while ago. Somebody passed away who was one of our angel donors who really kept the foundation going. And she passed away. And that funding, we've lost the funding. I mean, we're not getting the funding now like we used to get, which is nobody's fault. It just things happen. People die. People that are our donors, they're in our corner. We lost a wonderful couple who had done so much for the foundation, beautiful family. And listen, things, priorities change, and we understand that. So I just talked to Joey Hudson in South Carolina about this sheriff's deputy who was killed and how we are losing our funding, a lot of our funding from one of these beautiful people who just wrote us a check every month. About the time that all that conversation happened, I get an email from somebody who I don't know if he even wants any acknowledgement. I'm going to identify him. I mean, he's a friend of mine, and he's a general manager of our radio station in Phoenix. And Jim sent me a note and said, "Mike, we love what you do with fallen officers and the First Responders Bible, and my family and I, we just want to make a donation. Want to make sure you know about our $10,000 donation to Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund." I just wept. Because that happened, that's God. Because it happened right after I got off the phone to hear about Sergeant Conley Jumper's death in Greenville County, South Carolina. It happened 15 minutes after I got off the phone with Joey saying, yeah, we got to figure out new things to, you know, maybe a new direction with Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. We published the First Responders Bible, and the demand for that is off the charts. People love that Bible. It's for all first responders. It's a King James Bible with a King James version, rather, with a spiritual fitness manual. Because our law enforcement, our first responders are facing things that no one ever dreamed possible. And so because of your donations and your support, we publish that Bible and we distribute it for free to first responders all over the world. And to get Jim's incredible donation, I got emotional, and I still am. There's a lot of God stuff going on in this country right now. So don't get discouraged. Don't lose faith. And don't get overwhelmed by the polls and the media, the corrupt media, desperately trying to push Joe Biden across the finish line. Guy who's hiding in his basement won't even campaign this week. He can't campaign because he doesn't want to face what he's up against. The Hunter Biden emails, the lousy leadership by Democrat governors and mayors. We all know what's going on in this country. We all know what's going on. You've got a choice in 13 days. Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show. Our toll-free number is 800-655-MIKE. Incidentally, our website, if you're at all interested in helping, and it's not a formal thing, but hey, gallaghersheroes.org. Gallaghersheroes.org. That's the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation, the Fallen Officer Fund, assisting these families, lifting them up in their time of tragedy, and publishing the First Responders Bible, and kind of something we do. It's our passion away from the radio show, and we're going to have to take a different direction after the passing of one of our big angel donors, and I'm grateful, and I'm humbled. Gallaghersheroes.org if you'd like more information. And thank you for indulging me for a couple of minutes and letting you know what's on my heart. I want to know what's on yours. We got a lot to break down today. 1-800-655-MIKE. Call, text, or join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show?
We live stream at MikeOnline.com.
And then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel.
And be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
I think President Trump has a great opportunity here with Biden off the scene. But if he loses this election, he'll lose it on the COVID issue.
Well, we'll see. I've said all year, this election is going to hinge on coronavirus and a media that is absolutely falsifying what's happening. And I believe they're going to do it until November the 3rd. And they're going to see how the election goes. Did you see the report at NPR? NPR, of all places. Fatality rates from COVID in America are dropping dramatically. According to NPR, second bright light. I mean, that would be a big story, right? Why is that not a big, huge news media story? Two studies showing a sharp decline in mortality among hospitalized COVID-19 patients, including seniors, older patients, and patients with underlying conditions. Wow. Chad, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Chad?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you hanging in?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, you know, what gets me is Donald Trump only gets a dollar a year.
Correct.
And these Democrats out here, you know, Joe Biden, I live in Delaware, and he's a blooming idiot. And Pelosi, just as bad.
No, I know. This is the choice we've got. I believe you look at Joe Biden as a candidate. Hillary Clinton's Winston Churchill by comparison. She was a great candidate compared to Joe Biden. He can't even speak in a complete sentence and come out of his basement. That's what, like Trump says, if he loses to that, holy moly. 1-800-655-MIKE. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Gallagher.
They're crazy. No borders, no illegal immigration, infanticide, Green New Deal, no electoral college.
What is wrong with you people?
I mean, it's one crazy idea after the other.
And people are crazy.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Does seem like there's a lot of craziness going on in 2020. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home. Just got a text message on the MyPillow text line. If Trump is handling COVID so badly, what exactly would anyone else have done differently? I would love to know. What do you want? What would you want him to do that he hasn't done? Shut the country down for how long? 3 months? 6 months? We're told that the virus is surging in Europe in countries that had a total lockdown. So the total lockdown didn't work, huh? In Spain or Italy or somewhere else? They didn't work because once you lock down, eventually you go back out. Once you go back out, the virus starts to surge, spike, ravage communities. It's fear, and we know that now. And, you know, I mean, heck, the governor of New York said, be afraid of it. Don't live your life. What do they do in New York? They build little mini structures in the chilly streets of Manhattan that are all enclosed like tents with space heaters. And they say, oh, we got outdoor dining. I mean, it's nuts. All of it is nuts. And now that Trump has initiated Operation Warp Speed in a furious, frantic effort to get a vaccine. These Democrat heroes, Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, they don't trust the vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that convenient? So Cuomo blames Trump and the federal response. And then when the federal response is, we're about to, we think, deliver a vaccine, Cuomo doesn't want it.
And so that's what I am advocating for. It's not about politics.
Wrong one. 15. Governor Cuomo cut 15. Here's Andrew Cuomo doubting the veracity of a vaccine, saying, oh, no. If it's coming from the federal government, we're not so sure.
Well, first, how confident am I? I'm not that confident, but my opinion doesn't matter. I don't believe the American people are that confident. You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine, it was new, it was done quickly, but trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe.
Turn it off. That's disgusting. This man is disgusting. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make it personal. He's a father. He's a human being. He is, I'm sure, loved by his family. And I guarantee you liberals line up in New York and think this guy has just done everything right. That's disgusting. You're eviscerating the Trump administration for not responding appropriately to COVID. They get companies like, do you know how insulting it is to Merck and Pfizer and all these pharmaceutical companies with scientists and experts working round the clock, 24/7, desperate to get a vaccine done. And this guy throws them all to the curb and says, I don't trust it. I've got no confidence in a vaccine coming from this administration. Kamala Harris said that in the debate. If Trump wants it, I'm not going to take it. So I guess they're going to have to tie Fauci down to a chair and force him to either confirm or deny that there's a vaccination that works. And if Fauci takes it, Kamala Harris says it's okay. These people are lunatics. And they are marching us. It's like sheeple. We're going to be marched right off the cliff. Democrat leadership. How about the Jewish business owner? We're trying to track get all the information down, track this person down, see if we can get him on the show. This guy has a little restaurant somewhere in New York City. I just saw it on social media last night in the 5 minutes I could stand being on social media. It's cut 11. Here's the guy with his cell phone. He's in a little tiny restaurant with nobody in the restaurant. Empty tables. But he had the door propped open. That evidently sent Cuomo and de Blasio's goons to give him a citation of ordering him to appear in court and pay a fine. And the guy's got his camera out saying, wait a minute, for having my door propped open to get air into this little restaurant that's empty? I'm sure he's down the street from some of the enclosed tents that are in the middle of the street with space heaters. That's okay. But the little Jewish restaurant guy who's struggling, who's desperate to get some revenue, to make a living, listen to what he went up against.
I can't because my doors are open. I want to understand. Well, if you don't want to, you don't need to sign it. I know you're recording me.
That's fine. I'm allowed to record you.
I'm going to give you a copy then.
You're giving me a ticket because my doors are open, sir?
The charge is spelled out here.
There's nobody sitting in the restaurant. Everything is okay. You're giving me a ticket because my doors are open? What if my store is hot? I'm not allowed to open the door because the store is hot?
Everything is spelled out in the summons. I'm going to give you a copy. And I'm going to leave.
Can I have your name, please? Is it in the report?
But it's not fair that only because my doors are open and I'm getting a violation. You know, I'm struggling here every single day. It's hard for me. And there was nobody inside the store, obviously, because we don't have dining. We only have takeout. There was nobody in the store, and I'm only getting a ticket because my doors are open. Can you just please repeat that sentence why I'm getting a violation? It's because I'm operating in a red zone with... What is that?
In a red zone, you're only supposed to do pickup and delivery at the door. Everything's spelled out here in the summons.
But I'm doing pickup and delivery. When the guy walked in, I told him to step outside. That was not good enough.
I'm not here to argue. I'm just reporting.
Red zone. I got your red zone. I got your red zone, Mayor de Blasio. Got your red zone, Governor. This is unbelievable. We hope to reach this business owner, and I'd like to talk to him on the radio about what he experienced. And you know what he did, incidentally, as I was looking at the video, and if you watch us at MikeOnline.com or you click on our YouTube channel, or the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel, and make sure you click on the little bell there so you can get notified when we send a clip out like that. You know what that Jewish business owner did? He shot the guy from like the shoulders down. Did you notice that? I wonder if that was on purpose, that he didn't want to embarrass the guy, and he knew it might go viral, and he didn't want to put the guy's face on there because the guy is doing the city of New York or the state of New York's bidding. And maybe the guy didn't want to hurt the guy by showing his face because he shows him from like the shoulders down. He never shows his face on that clip that has gone virus. I found that very interesting. Here's Shelley, a lifelong Democrat, weighing in here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hey, Shelley, thanks very much for your patience and joining us today. How are you?
Well, thanks, Mike.
Good. Good. What do you think? Who are you going to vote for in 13 days, Shelley?
Oh, well, I'm going to vote for Trump, and I wanted to make the point because I know there's a lot of folks like me out there who have been lifelong Democrats and have never, in over 40 years of active voting, I've never crossed the blue line and voted red, but I will on November 3rd or before.
Wow. What was there a tipping point? Why are you making such a departure from what you've done all your life?
Well, it's multifaceted, but I mean, in some ways, I think when this whole thing started with COVID and the lockdowns, something came over me like I got hit by a brick, mm-hmm. and I realized that something really effed up was going on. And it was also, you know, this just was coming from my bones. It was very intuitive, too. But I'm the kind of person who's fairly open, and I started to put together all these little pieces of the puzzle that I had accumulated over a lifetime. Suddenly, all started to come together, and I realized what was going on. I realized that the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party anymore.
Right.
And they've been hijacked.
Right. Right. I'm so grateful for your clarity and your honesty and your willingness to cross the party line. And it's a reminder, there's a lot of Democrats like Shelley all over the country. I've got friends who are Democrats who said they couldn't dream of voting for a Democrat in 2020. They just can't believe what people are experiencing and the frustration that so many Americans. Can you imagine? I can't get this business owner of this little tiny restaurant out of my head. I can't. This poor guy saying, I'm struggling here. I'm fighting. Everybody's trying. In California, I saw a headline last night. I didn't delve into the story, but Disneyland in Florida and California begging the state, please let us open. We can do it. I've been to Disney World in Florida 6 times during the pandemic. Guess what? You can do it. You know, I mean, I'm as nervous as everybody else. I've got the mask on. You got to have a mask at Disney World. I've been to the park. It's a place that is very special to me. Hey, some of my wife's ashes are at Disney World. Okay? Very important to my family. I go by myself. I go on the weekend a lot. Just walk around, sit on the bench, and watch people walk by. Young people, old people, white, black, people, families. Gavin Newsom will not let Disneyland open. You're not going to open Disneyland. Oh, no. You got to stay home, and you got to be afraid. Now, why is it? Why can I see thousands of people rallying for women, the Women's March over the weekend all over the country? The news media is very proud of that. Thousands of people are marching. Oh, really? Are you social distancing? Ah, Trump bad. Rose Garden bad. 34 people. What happened to the 34 people? Remember weeks ago that got COVID? Are they okay? They all seem to be. Every one of them. I guess. I haven't heard anybody dying. Chris Christie, he got sick. Overweight guy with asthma. But he's okay, I think. Knock on wood, thank God. My own operations manager, Eric Hansen, he, his wife, and 2 of their 3 daughters got COVID. We followed that chapter on this show together, right? I kept thinking, how did his youngest daughter not get COVID? Well, she didn't. She was fine. She was great. No, she had COVID. She got blood work done this week. She has the antibodies. She got COVID. She doesn't have any symptoms. Because a lot of Americans are going to get COVID and aren't going to have any symptoms. Just like my own operations manager's youngest daughter. They thought that they all had COVID except her. No, she had it too. Didn't have a single symptom. What did Eric have? Well, he had some symptoms for a few days. He said, I've had flus that are much worse. That's the experience of most Americans. But instead, you got these tyrants. Tyranny. COVID lets us take away your rights and destroy a man's business and destroy this economy and blame Trump for it. Can you let that sink in, what the Democrats are literally trying to do? Insisting that the country has to shut down the economy and then blame the president for the shutdown economy. He's to blame. for the bad economy. I'm telling you, I got to make it to November 3rd and I get a vacation. And I'm headed for the beach this weekend. Thank you, Lord. Back to Florida, because I'm talking to myself. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Did you hear Troy Aikman say there aren't going to be any military flyovers when there's a Kamala Biden administration? That was caught on an open mic. A lot of people didn't hear this, but you will here on the Mike Gallagher Show next.
Like what you're hearing on the radio?
Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast
and take us with you 24/7.
Go to MikeOnline.com. Tambourines and elephants, all playing in the
band.
On the first part of Mike Gallagher.
President Trump has done more to fight the coronavirus than any other country. Who do you think supplied the hospitals and the ventilators around the world? The
president's going to be in Gastonia, North Carolina today. Biden, well, he'll be moving from the ottoman over to the couch, and then he's going to go over and get something from the refrigerator. He'll be in his basement in Wilmington, Delaware. And David Harsanyi wrote an interesting piece over the National Review. All the polls showing that how many points Biden is ahead of Trump in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina. Biden is still underperforming Hillary in all those polls. And yet, Democrats, got it in the bag. They got it in the bag. Biden's going to win easily. It's going to be a landslide for Joe Biden. Here's Johnny. Johnny, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
How you doing, Mike?
Hi.
I believe Trump's going to lose this election.
He may. Who knows? He may win. He may lose. I'm looking at these poll numbers, and again, Biden's underperforming Hillary. They said Hillary was going to win, too, pretty easily in 2016, right? You remember that, right?
That's correct. I remember back in 2016. I was a Trump supporter back in 2016, but I'm actually going to be voting for Joe Jorgensen.
The Libertarian, that'll go far. Yeah, the Libertarian candidate. So you're literally going to waste your vote. You're going to just flush it down the drain.
I don't believe it's a flush down the drain. That's a big. That's what a lot of people do say about the Libertarian vote.
Yep.
They do get a few million votes, but
sure.
It's nothing like the.
And what do they do with that? What do you do with those few million votes? What are you making, like a statement? You making a statement? Is that kind of the point?
That's kind of correct. It really shows that. Because I do not believe in the two-party system at all.
Gotcha. Well, until we get another one, you're going to kind of be stuck with it, Johnny. But good luck with that. John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, John.
Thank you. Thank you for being the person that you are, being honesty. Listen, if the people of this country don't wake up and vote for Trump, they have nobody to blame but themselves.
That's right.
Once Trump gets in, he's going to have to do something else, and that is, first of all, he got in and he said, let's drain the swamp. If he gets in, he's going to have to flush the toilet because the stench is terrible from these Democrats.
It's pretty bad right now. Listen, let me play this. I promised we'd play this. This is Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, two of my favorite broadcasters, and they were calling the Packers-Buccaneers game. Now, understand, Tampa Bay, they were in Tampa. Tampa is the home of the U.S. Central Command and the U.S. Southern Command and the MacDill Air Force Base. Took about a minute for the planes to fly over the game. But apparently, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck took exception to it. And it was a hot mic moment. They were on. They didn't know they were on, I don't think. It's been a lot of that this week. Have you noticed? Apparently, things happen like if you think you're on a Zoom call and you think you're off camera. But according to CNN, that was just an accident. Wow, that's an accident, all right. If you have an accident like that guy had during a Zoom call, okay. Here's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck over Sunday's game.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner, says Troy Aikman, who apparently thinks that the Kamala Biden ticket isn't too patriotic. They don't like military flyovers, huh? And Joe Buck doesn't like it either. A lot of fly. Wonder how many times Joe Buck and Troy Aikman fly coach or fly commercial. Because I'll bet you anything, they're flying private everywhere they go. Hey, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, you guys are using a lot of jet fuel there, partner, right? You're using a lot of jet fuel to get from point A to point B on that big Hawker. Unbelievable. Well, at least they weren't on a Zoom call. Thank you for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. We have to. God's got this. I gotta believe it. Keep the faith. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.